Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel talking strategy for the balance of 2016 in just a moment. You need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And going with one of the 8 commission firms at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The 8 commission firms make up the Livestock Exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And when you sell cattle in Oklahoma City, you can go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots in Stockyard City. The Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going, and if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
How does the cattle producer best approach the last few months of 2016? Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today, and we asked Daryl to talk about the strategy that he recommends to the cow-calf producer as well as the stocker operator as well.
Well, again, we always say this, but obviously we're managing cost on the one side, knowing that calf revenues are going to be down relative to what we've seen in the last couple of years. So that's part of the thing, and we've got lots of forage to work with. I think part of it, though, is producers probably want to pencil out the possibility, if it's feasible for them, of maybe retaining these calves, putting some additional weight on them post-weaning. So you do some preconditioning, you maybe hang on to them for a while. That pencils out potentially a little more attractive. And in some cases, we may even want to think about retaining them all the way to the feedlot. There's some issues with both of those retained strategies in that futures isn't giving us a lot to work with in terms of pricing these cattle. But at the same time, the fundamentals really look like they're somewhat attractive in this.
For the cow-calf end of the business, is 2016 going to be a net year of further gains in the number of beef cows?
Well, I really think so. You know, of course, USDA didn't give us any mid-year report, so we really don't have any update on that. But when you look at where we started the year, I think it was there. I think there's little doubt that we're going to see some increase. I think the bigger question is maybe what have we done in terms of potentially putting the brakes on a little more during the year that will affect us in 2017. You know, heifer slaughter has increased pretty dramatically here in recent weeks. It's going to wind up the year up year over year. It hasn't been so far, but and cow slaughter is up both. So we're probably reducing expansion, but not for 2016. I think that's for 2017.
On the cow slaughter, is that partly a function of maybe simply starting to move a few more of these cows that we held on for maybe an extra calf or two?
Well, it's both of those things, and that's why it's difficult to know where we are in terms of the rate of expansion in 2016. We've got more cows. We added 1 million more head last year, and we did cut back severely on culling a couple of years ago to jumpstart expansion. At some point, there's a physical need to increase culling as you have more cows, and it's been a while since you've culled them. So the increase in cow slaughter is partly sort of inevitable culling that goes on, but it may also be a function of less desire to be expanding the herd.
For a stocker operator considering buying cattle for this fall, perhaps for wheat pasture, the question is, do the numbers work?
Well, you know, if you look at today's prices across the board, so if you take feeder prices from lightweights to heavyweights today in today's market, yes, they work. They would suggest that there's a value of gain there. It's changed a little bit here over the summer and again recently, but in total, there's a value of gain that would suggest that works. Now, the point is you don't buy and sell on the same market. You got to buy them now. We're going to sell them sometime in the future, so what's that price going to be then? You know, obviously, that's where the risk is, and we don't know that. Again, the futures won't give you anything to work with. I can't make a budget that comes anywhere close to working from the standpoint of futures, but we've had a lot of issues with the futures and whether or not it's really reflecting the market very well at times. And so I think it's going to work, but I do recognize that you really kind of are taking your chances at this point. You're kind of flying blind because we really don't have anything out in the future to work with.
Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Daryl Peel.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, September 10th at noon. Over 1,000 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, and bulls will be available. The sale features 40 Hereford heifers bred to proven Brahma bulls, 20 Red Angus bred heifers, and 10 pairs bred to Black Angus bulls, and many more. For a complete listing, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before Saturday.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.